And here's how I've used it. I was in West Virginia, up in the mountains, in a cabin, writing a book, and I got an emergency phone call. And a friend of my sister's, named Janice, was going to have to go in Monday morning for an operation. Now, this is on Friday. And my sister said, I just mentioned you to Janice, and she seemed to light up. She said, I don't know why, but you need to call Dennis. Yes, call him. I think he can help me. Now, she didn't know me. So my sister said she has a cyst in her abdomen about the size of a peach. And the doctors are going to cut her open and take it out Monday. She doesn't do well with anesthesia. It's a terrible thing for her to have an operation. Can you do something? And I told her I will work on it under one condition, that Janice, when she goes into the hospital Monday, she insists, and they'll tell her no three times, she insists on having another examination, whether it was an x-ray or sonogram. She said, okay, I promise. I said, thank you. I did the three scenes technique. I looked at the situation down in alpha, and I saw this just kind of a lump there. And my information that I got was that I just need to see it swept away and thrown out of the body, just dismantled the same way it was built. If the body can build it, it can dismantle it. So dismantle it and throw it away. And in the third scene, I saw her being perfectly well and fine, leaving the hospital on Monday with no operation. Well, I got a call Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and they sounded so scared. They were afraid. They said, we went in there and the doctors insisted that she have this operation, and you were right. She had to tell them three times. And then they did the test, and the doctor came out and said, there's something wrong with this test. We have to do it again. So they did the test again. And then the doctor came out and was literally scratching his head, which, by the way, was a part of my third scene. And he said, we can't find this now. So there must have been a problem with the first test. Well, Janice wasn't going to let that go. She said, well, you felt it. Do you feel it now? And he's examining her, and he says, no. Maybe it was gas. So Janice walked out of the hospital that Monday with no operation because I had taken the time to learn the three scenes technique, just like you're going to learn the three scenes technique. And I used my ordinary brain, my ordinary mind, just like you will, to help someone with a health problem. Now I'm going to talk about helping someone when it really matters, a family member. One night about 2 o'clock in the morning, there were some rocks hitting my second story window, and I looked down and there was my mother. I went down and opened the door, and she said, I just put your father in intensive care. He's had a heart attack, and they don't know if he's going to make it. Well, I got dressed, got in her car, and we drove to the hospital. Now, I come from a sales background. I'm a pretty good salesman. I had a tough sale to make. He was going to have a visit in the ICU ward at 6 o'clock that morning. And the doctor had sort of suggested it might be the last visit. So I had to sell my mother on the idea of letting me go in there instead of her missing what could be her last chance to say goodbye to her husband. That was a tough sale. Fortunately, my mother had seen me do a few things before. So at 6 o'clock that morning, I was the one who walked into that ICU unit. And what I saw just scared me so much. There were tubes coming in and out of my dad. There were machines hooked up to him. And there was this one machine that was showing his heartbeat. And it was sporadic and weak and too strong and too fast and too slow. They couldn't stabilize his heart. And I could see he was in tremendous pain. He could barely move his arm to clutch his chest, and he pointed at his heart. He couldn't even speak. Well, on the way down there, I had remote viewed to see what the problem was inside his heart. Now, again, you'll be able to do these things. They might sound like miracles now. One person's miracle is another person's everyday task. So I walked over to my father, and I began to use the same visualization of healing that I had used remotely. I put my hand on his chest as I had been instructed to do in Alpha, and I felt this energy coming out of my hand into his chest. After about 2 minutes of standing there visualizing and using the three scenes technique, the little machine on the wall started to settle down. And I was watching this machine, and it started to get more and more normal and ease up. It was more consistent. The little lines jumping up were more even. And I looked down, and there was a smile on my father's face, and he knew he was going to make it. And I knew he was going to make it. And when I walked out of that room to get to my mother and report to her what had happened, I had to go by the waiting room. And I looked in there and I saw all these relatives worried about mothers and fathers and children that were in the ICU units and just able to sit there and only wring their hands and worry. And I knew right then I would never have to just sit there and wring my hands when a loved one needed me. That I had used this same program that you're listening to and practiced it enough on other people so that when the chips were down, when it was a matter of life and death for my loved one, I was able to help. And you'll never have to wring your hands again and just wonder, what could I do? Oh, if I could just do something. You'll be able to do something. You'll be able to have an effect. You'll be able to help someone. And by the way, my father spent another 20 years on this planet.